Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the necessity of jihad and also the rewards of striving morning and evening in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we explain that by getting rewards for just striving one part of the morning and one part of the evening, it shows how much more rewards a person gets by being out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala altogether. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has just brought showing one portion in the morning, one portion in the evening. In other words, telling us that the person that is out completely, how much more rewards this person will be getting out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So continuing with the various ahadith, an Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma qal, sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, aynani la tamassuhuma an-nar, aynun bakat min khashyatillah, وعين باتت تحرس في سبيل الله رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma narrates that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, there are two types of eyes which the fire of Jahannam will not touch: an eye which cries out of the fear of Allah Ta'ala, and an eye which keeps guard in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma narrates that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying that there are two types of eyes which the fire of Jahannam will not touch. Two types of eyes which the fire of Jahannam will not touch. First one is an eye which cries out of the fear of Allah Ta'ala. So a person that cries and he weeps out of the fear of Allah Ta'ala, the eye itself is doing the action of crying. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has used the eye. Sometimes one portion is mentioned, one portion of the body is mentioned, but it refers to the whole body. It doesn't mean only the fire won't touch the eye, but it will touch the other parts. It's just an expression that the eyes is doing the action of crying. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned the eyes, but if the eyes are not going to get burnt, the whole body is not going to get burnt. In other words, that Allah Ta'ala will save this person from the fire of Jahannam. So again, to understand that there are two types of eyes which fire of Jahannam would not touch: that eye which cries out of the fear of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. This is some quality that we should have in us, that this we don't need to be out in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Even at home, wherever we are, we cry, we have this quality of crying in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, weeping, making tawbah, asking Allah Ta'ala to forgive us our sins. So one is an eye which cries out of the fear of Allah Ta'ala, and the second is an eye which keeps guard in the path of Allah Ta'ala. That eye stayed awake, it was guarding in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala appreciates so much that this eye will not touch the fire. The fire of Jahannam will not touch this eye. In other words, it won't touch this body. So it shows that this action is so great, Allah Ta'ala likes it so much that his person is keeping guard. Allah Ta'ala is rewarding him to such an extent that the fire of Jahannam will not touch a person's body. Similarly, it is great reward for a person, even just general patrol. You'll find in our areas, in our communities, there are people that do patrol the whole night. They guard, they keep guard, they have some type of neighborhood watch, and the rest of the community can sleep. Because of these few people sleep comfortably, they're taking a turn, they're looking after. Obviously, they're keeping the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in mind. There's no compromise on that. But at the same time, many people are able to rest because few people are taking turns to patrol and to guard. Allah ta'ala rewards these people like this. Allah ta'ala will reward these Muslims. That you are staying up at night, there is definitely great reward for you also, by you making it easy for others to sleep, others to perform the tahajjud salat, others to perform the tilawat, etc. Because you want security. Therefore, you find a person that is on security, for example, at an ijtima, person is on security, for example, when there's some program taking place, there's great reward. So this security or guarding is one is at the highest level out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but is also rewards for a person that is doing it at a lower level because of the amount of benefit that is found by everyone because of one person or few people staying up at night keeping guard. We'll do one more hadith. عن زيد بن خالد رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من جهز غازيا في سبيل الله فقد غزا ومن خلف غازيا في أهله بخير فقد غزا متفق عليه. هذا زيد بن خالد رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, one who equips a mujahid in the path of Allah Ta'ala has gone out in jihad himself. In other words, he didn't go, but he equipped someone else. He provided for someone else the means of going out. Allah Ta'ala gives him the reward as though he himself went out. The next is one who takes care of a mujahid's family in his absence has gone out in jihad himself. Mujahid is gone out, his family is there. So this person is making some arrangement to go, perhaps with his wife. His wife goes and speaks to that woman, and she delivers whatever needs to be delivered, takes care of that family. Then Allah Ta'ala rewards this person as though he is also out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what we learn from here is that one is a person himself being an action, and one is a person enabling, making it easy for someone else to do that action. So then you'll find that the person that is making easy, that is assisting a person to do a good action, Allah is rewarding him as though he has done that action. This is the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A famous one is one who feeds a fasting person, who assists a person proceeding for Hajj Umrah, will also receive the rewards of their good deeds. The hadith we did before, person provides for a fasting person one date, one sip of water, he gets the reward of that fasting person without his reward being diminished in any way. So this is the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like how we look for deals, like how we look for specials when we are buying goods, when we are buying items, we look for the cheap price. Which supermarket got this item cheap? Which shop is selling this cheap? Where there's a profit to be made? And we learn about things that are easy to get as far as sawab is concerned. We should grab it and take it, because these are things that will help us forever and forever and forever. When the day our eyes close, that's the day we'll see all the deals that we have got. But now is the time to grab all the specials that Allah Ta'ala is giving to us. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.